I'm John Kennedy. Not that John Kennedy, this John Kennedy. Permit me, if you will, to tell you what I believe. I believe that America was founded by geniuses. But it's being run by idiots. I believe that you can't fix stupid, but you can vote it out. I believe that America, unless we lose it, is the greatest country in all of human history, and the whole world knows it. Let me ask you something. When's the last time you heard of someone trying to sneak into China? America is so great. America is so great that people who hate it refuse to leave it. Now listen to me on this one. I believe that Republicans are not perfect. I believe that Republicans are not perfect. But the other side is crazy. And I also believe in what we accomplished when Republicans controlled the House and controlled the Senate, and President Trump was our president. I want you to think about it just for a minute. In 4 years, this is what we did. We cut taxes. We increased wages. We delivered 3.5% unemployment. We had the lowest unemployment rate in the history of this wonderful country for Hispanic Americans and African Americans. We created 8 million new jobs pre-COVID. We deregulated the economy. We controlled inflation. We protected life. We secured the border. We secured our streets. We beat back ISIS. We strengthened the military. We stood up to China, Russia, and Iran. And we confirmed 234 conservative federal judges, including 3 new members of the United States Supreme Court. And by God, we can do it again. Now, let me say a word about the Biden administration. I say this gently. So far, the Biden administration sucks. President Biden has mismanaged COVID, he's mismanaged Congress, he's mismanaged the border, he's mismanaged crime, he's mismanaged foreign policy, and he's mismanaged Afghanistan. He's also mismanaged inflation. Now, I don't like to brag about the expensive places I've been. But this morning, I went to the gas station. Oh, my God. Please, dear Lord, don't let President Biden mismanage Russia aggression. What else do I believe? I believe that exercise makes you look better naked. So does alcohol. I don't know how that one got in here. I believe that no parent, No parent should be required to send their child to a failing school. I believe that no parent should be required to send their child to a failure factory where violence is common and learning is rare. I believe in the dignity of work. Those who can work should work. Welfare for able-bodied people should be temporary. Welfare should be a bridge, not a parking lot. Let me say a word about foreign affairs. That's on our minds today. I believe that weakness invites the wolves. Now, I don't know what this is. If I make it to heaven, I'm going to ask. But there's some people in this world. They're not sick. They're not mixed up. They're not confused. It's not that their mama or daddy didn't love them enough. They're evil. And some of them run countries. And all they understand is strength. We must be armed for peace. I believe that we don't have a gun control problem. We have an idiot control problem. Here's some free advice, friends. If the government ever tells you you can't own a gun, buy two. I believe that if you hate cops just because they're cops, the next time you get in trouble, call them a crackhead. Here's a free tip. Cops will leave you alone if you don't do illegal stuff. I believe in life. I believe in life. I believe that babies don't choose to die. And I believe that we need to defend those babies, those little lives, every single day. Every single day. Now, listen to me carefully on this one. Hear me out. I believe that America is not perfect, but we are good. Like every other culture in the history of humanity, America caught the disease of slavery, but we beat it back. And we passed civil rights laws in 1866, 1871, 1875, 1960, 1964, 1968, 1990, and 1991, and I'm probably leaving some out. The truth is that most Americans don't think that much about race. They think about character. And they understand that souls have no color. I believe we need an election day, not an election month. I believe you should have to prove you are who you say you are when you vote. Duh. I believe that vetting people at the border is not racist. It's prudent. I believe that Arlington National Cemetery. Have you been? If you haven't, go. If you've been, go twice. Go again. I believe that Arlington National Cemetery contains 400,000 reasons why you should stand your ass up for the national anthem. Thank you. USA. Amen. Amen. I believe that cancel culture, which is the military wing of wokeism, is strangling a free people. You are not free if you can't express yourself. You are not free if you cannot say what you think. I believe that the nauseously woke Washington insider elites, the permanent Washington types, you know who I'm talking about, the vanilla soy extra foam latte crowd, that lives in the Georgetown condos with the important art on their walls, don't respect our ideas. They don't care what we think, and they believe they're better than us. Like I said, folks, you can't fix stupid, but by God, you can vote it out. And finally, I believe our future can be better than our present or our past. I do. I believe our future can be better than our present or our past. I believe that we're only as good as our dreams, that we're only as valuable as our children. But the water won't clear up until we get the pigs out of the creek. Help me do that. Help me do that. Help me do that. I love this country. I love this country as much as you do. I think America is worth fighting for. Look, it's not a perfect world, folks. It's not. And I can't promise you that I will win every fight. But I'll promise you this. By God, I will refuse to be beaten. I will never quit on America. I will never quit on America, and I ask you for that same commitment today. One more thing, and then I'm really done. There's one more thing I believe. I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. I don't hate anybody. I look for grace wherever I can find it. There's always something on God's green earth for us to be thankful for. I believe that love is the answer. I do. I believe that love is the answer. But you ought to own a handgun just in case.